Silva is Executive Director of Marriage Equality USA, and he's here to give us his spin on issues facing our LGBT community. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Tell us about Marriage Equality USA.
We're actually the nation's oldest and one of the largest grassroots organizations working for a really simple purpose, to achieve civil marriage equality in all 50 states and at a federal level. We believe that people should be allowed to marry the person that they love, and that's what we're working for.
How did you become involved with Marriage Equality USA?
I am a Californian by birth and grew up out there, and when I moved out to New York during the Prop 8 campaign, I got involved with doing phone banking for that. I really stirred something in me that was unfair and really un-American, and when Proposition 8 passed, there was a huge protest in New York, and I went and took part in it, and I met some folks that were working on marriage equality in New York. At that time, the group was called Marriage Equality New York, M-E-N-Y. And I started volunteering with them, and kind of the rest is history.
What's your spin on Utah's harmful position refusing to legally recognize gay and lesbian marriages?
I think not only is it ethically and morally wrong, but it doesn't really have any legal standing. I mean, the federal government issued a statement saying that they're going to recognize those marriages for purposes of federal benefit. So I think not only is Utah standing on the wrong side of history, but it's also standing on the wrong side of the law. I can't say that I'm totally surprised, considering what the state government of Utah has done based on, you know, equality around workplace discrimination and transgender equality, that this is the position that they've taken, but they're clearly on the wrong side, and I think and hope that the courts will find that as well.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, as a gay man, it's very personal. It's fighting for my own equality, my own ability to live in a world where I'm treated no differently than anybody else, you know, just with the same equality, the same protections, and the same opportunities that are afforded to my straight friends and colleagues. And so, for me, it's extraordinarily personal. And I think for many people that are involved in LGBT equality work, it's extraordinarily personal. And that's why we do it. You know, that's why we volunteer. That's why we get involved. That's why we do all these things, to make a better world for ourselves and also to make a better world for, you know, for future generations of LGBT kids who are growing up.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
Because of the fact that I work on marriage equality, that I would focus on a different issue, but I would really like to see a fully inclusive Employment Non-Discrimination Act passed in 2014. I think there's the opportunity to do that. I think it was great that the Senate passed it. I don't think that that bill is where we need to be because of some of the aggressive religious protections that are in there that enshrine discrimination into the first civil rights law ever. But I think that would go a huge way in helping a tremendous number of LGBT people across the country to be able to live and work in a more safe environment.
And what would you like to see happen for marriage equality in this country in 2014?
What I would really, really like to see is a rededication to working in states where LGBT and marriage equality is not on the horizon, where there isn't a campaign right around the corner to put the kind of final nail in the coffin. So places in the Midwest and in the South, that we rededicate ourselves as a community to not leave folks behind, to reach back and say it's tremendous that 18 states in the District of Columbia, if you count Utah, have passed marriage equality. But we need to reach back and we need to not forget our friends and neighbors that live in other states that that need our help. And so I'd really like to see us do more work. And I know that MEUSA is working in those states and rededicating ourselves to doing more work in those places.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That it is important and it is okay to stand up for your own self and for your own equality, that you don't have to wait until you get out of school, that it's not okay that kids are bullied, it's not okay that administrators and teachers, you know, turn a blind eye to it in places, that you do need to stand up for your own equality, that you do need to reach out, you do need to find those allies, and you need to become active and involved and advocate for yourself. And if you can't find somebody nearby that will support you in that, that to reach out to organizations like ours and others and say, you know, this is happening and it's not okay, and I know it gets better, but I'm not going to wait for it to get better. I'm going to make it better now.
How can people get information about Marriage Equality USA?
So the easiest way is to go to our website, which is marriageequality.org, We are a volunteer-driven grassroots organization, so we only have 2 full-time paid staff members. So 99% of our work is done by people who want to get involved, who want to make their communities better, who want to make this nation a better place, for LGBT couples, individuals, and families. So that's the best way, and we always welcome folks getting involved.
What other projects is Marriage Equality USA working on?
One of our most exciting projects is actually called NEAT, the National Equality Action Team, which was born out of our work on the 4 campaigns 2 years ago in Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, and Washington. And the idea is that when there's a campaign going on in one state, there's LGBT individuals in 49 other states whose energy and passion and drive can be harnessed to support that. So what we do is we support doing phone banking and canvassing and harnessing that energy out of those states to support what our friends and neighbors are trying to achieve. Folks can make phone calls from home. They can sign up for canvassing trips. We're currently working in Indiana right now, and we'll be working in a few other states this year. And folks can go to theneat.org to sign up for any of those opportunities.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, how is Marriage Equality USA different than some of the other LGBT organizations out there and who we work with all the time? And I think it's great that the community is working collaboratively these days, much more so, I think, than it used to. And I think one of the main differences is that we empower people to use their own voice in their own communities to make change. We're not a top-down driven organization. We go into communities, we take the time to find out what those communities want, what they need, what's unique about them, and then we help empower them to make their own change. And I think that's one thing that really sets us apart from different groups, and it takes a village to raise an issue and to win it, and I think that we play a really critical role in doing that.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. For the longest time, I used to say everything happens for a reason, and that was kind of what I utilized. And then I realized that mantra really isn't complete. It's that everything happens for a reason, but we don't always get to know what the reason is. And so our community, especially the marriage issue, has had many ups and downs, many defeats, many setbacks, and sometimes we don't know why. Great campaigns, great people, great volunteers working on issues, and sometimes it just doesn't go our way. And we don't always get to know what the reason is, but we still pick ourselves up, we still dust ourselves off, we learn from our mistakes, and then we try again. And I think that that mantra has helped to carry me through some of the most difficult times in working on this and other issues. And I think that it's paid off with some of the tremendous and historical changes that we've seen just in the past 12 months.